When Prince Destiny was 7 years old, a second son was born to the queen. Once more, the lords and ladies of the kingdom came to the christening. They stood around the cradle, they whispered to one another. Just before the stroke of midnight, they looked expectantly about, hoping that the beautiful rainbow fairy would appear. But she never came. The guests began to yawn. They drifted towards the doors, putting on their cloaks, saying good night. "Halt!" shouted the footman. An old woman was climbing up the grand staircase. "Halt!" he roared again. But as she straightened her humped back, he saw how very tall she was. Her hair looked like a tangled web of wiry silver. Her eyes were as fierce as a falcon's gaze, and she turned them on him with such a withering glance that he tumbled to the very bottom of the stairwell. The queen shuddered as the hag's shadow fell over the cradle, a twilight shadow. Was this the rainbow fairy of royal christenings? Why did she look so old? Why was her face so grey? And why were her rainbow robes drained of all their colours? "Do you not know me?" demanded the ancient fairy. "I bring a gift for the royal child." "Beauty?" whispered the queen, shrouding the child's eyes with his christening veil. "Courage," muttered the king, although without much hope, to be sure. "Too late," croaked the fairy harshly. "I have grown old, and my rich store of gifts has dwindled. I have one last to spare. It is the gift of the chameleon." She whispered this, and so quietly that only the queen could hear. "Chameleon?" Her Highness echoed to the king. "He's christened Chameleon! Chameleon! Chameleon!" chattered the serving maidens, running down the stairwell into the scullery. "Chameleon!" echoed the boot boy with a grin. "But that's a lizard," frowned the cook. "A lizard that changes the colour of its skin? Prince Lizard? What the devil of a gift is that?"